Hallelujah. If you're not blessed, it's your own fault. You know, we run around, bless me, God, bless me, God, bless me, God. And God saying, I did. When I sent my son, Jesus Christ, and when he did what he did, you're blessed as you're ever going to be. You just need to learn how to get a hold of it. You need to learn how to appropriate it in your life. Oh, I'm just waiting for the Lord to bless me. I'm waiting for the Lord to bless me. If I see you 5 years from now, you'll still be saying, I'm waiting for the Lord to bless me. You need to start saying, God has blessed me. He has blessed me with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies. He has blessed me with everything that pertains to life and godliness. He has blessed me with the covenant promises that he made. Hallelujah. I'm part of the covenant. Glory to God. Thank you, praise and worship team. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, there's one thing that I have noticed about the praise and worship here. I noticed it this morning before Brother Ronnie ever got here, and they were practicing, and they had the instrumentation that they had. And I'm back there setting the sound and everything, and I'm listening to it, and I'm thinking, you know, that sounds good. That really sounds good. And it wasn't anything there at that particular time but a drum and a bass and a horn. And it was blending in that, and I thought, you know, I believe Ronnie's going to make it because he's supposed to be here this morning. But if he doesn't get here, God, you still got everything under control. And you know, hallelujah. But you know, in our lives, sometimes we get to the point where we think it's either got to be us or somebody else, that it all hinges on an individual. All hinges on some human being showing up, some person being in the right spot. But you know, we need to get one step past that. Because, you know, God doesn't need you. We need him, but he doesn't need any of us. Sure. This is camp meeting, brother. Hallelujah. Yes.
When I first got saved, I was in a little, I won't say what it was, but it was a Baptist church. But anyway, we was having a prayer meeting down in the basement. And there's about five or six of us guys that would come every morning, and we'd show up there at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning and pray. And we had 100 people on the list, and we literally prayed, and our tears eat the paint off the floor. We had a perfect circle around where we was eating. Well, one morning I showed up, and nobody showed up but the preacher. And that really bummed me out. You know, I really got upset over that. And I said, you know what? I said, I don't think I'm going to come to prayer meeting anymore. And he looked at me and he said, go home and stick your finger in a glass of water. And I thought, sticking my finger in a glass of water is not going to cool me down. You know, I'm upset. I said, what do you mean, stick my finger in a glass of water? He said, pull it out and see if it leaves a hole. And that's kind of what you was talking about right there, you know. And I've never forgot that. You know, just pull it out and see. And that's what, you know, that's the way it is. You know, if you think, if you turn sideways, praise God, everything will just patch you up. You know, and so, you know, don't think you're going to leave a hole if you pull your finger out. Amen.
Hallelujah. But I tell you, God is good. Amen. And he will take care of whatever is lacking when we trust him. Amen. And a lot of it has to do with our own attitude. Yeah. I mean, you know, you come in here this morning, I think we've got a fairly decent crowd for Saturday morning. Amen. Not being used to being, you know, doing this particular thing for so long. We got a good crowd this morning. And the thing about it is, you can get all, as Clifton said, bummed out. If you look around and try to figure out, well, where's so-and-so? Where's this one? Where's that one? Who? How come this one's not here? How come that one's not here? And you can miss out on everything that happens because you're concerned about who's not here. And so just enjoy the Lord, let him minister to you. We got a brother that's going to be coming here in a minute as soon as we get all this stuff cleaned off of the pulpit. But I tell you what, I appreciate this lady right here. Not just because I get to kiss her when I want to. And for you out there maybe listening to this, I'm talking about my wife. But she is a blessing, and she is spiritual energy in motion.
You know what we've got to do, don't you? We've got to sing happy birthday to Pastor. Happy birthday.
Hey. Hallelujah. I got a phone call this morning early from Jack Ernest. Said hello, and I started happy birthday. And I hadn't even thought about it being my birthday till I got the call from Jack. Hallelujah. And then the folks staying with us over here, then they all brought out their cards and their gifts, and I thought, whoa, I forgot all about this. You know, I don't know, what is it, as you get older, do you try to forget them? I don't know. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we're blessed to have with us this morning from Lynchburg, Virginia, Brother Charles Gearhart. And we are supernaturally connected from the beginning. We didn't just happen to meet. It was a divine appointment. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to say to you this morning that are here in this room, and to those of you that are listening on the internet, this is your time for a divine appointment. Brother Charles, come and minister what the Lord's put on your heart.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's welcome
you, Lord.
Brother Charles.
Bless you, brother. Bless you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, first of all, let me say it's an honor to stand in this pulpit. I count this my second home. I've preached in a lot of places, in a lot of places in the United States, and I've preached in Africa. I've preached pretty much all over the eastern part of the U.S. and Ghana and Zimbabwe, and no place. This is from my heart now. No place do I go where I sense the presence of God like I sense it here. I think I found, when I start doing more meetings in eastern Kentucky, brother, I think I found my worship leader right here, if it's all right with you. Hallelujah. I want to say to you, I count it an honor, and of course I don't think I knew that it was his birthday. I want to say happy birthday to him, and we're going to bless him at some point, hopefully, in some fashion or another. But I want to say to you this morning, right on the onset, the brother, Pastor Gerald is right. This is a divine appointment. This is a divine connection. I want you to say this with me. I am in the right place at the right time for the right thing. You believe that? Amen. Hallelujah. Before we get started in the Word here this morning, I want to make a deposit in you. I want to give some stuff away. Hallelujah. You like free stuff? Hallelujah. I want to give this CD right here to this brother. The Holy Ghost dropped it in my heart this morning as I was praying in tongues in my bed. He said, give that to him. Is there anybody here who wants to have the eyes of their understanding enlightened? Hallelujah. Raise your hand. She said it. I saw her hand first. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I've got two of them here I want to give. These two are the same CD. They're called Redemptive Thinking. You know, as a believer, we're redeemed from the curse of the law. We're set free. We know that. But the enemy has spent from the time you got saved until this day trying to convince you that you're not redeemed from the curse of the law. Matter of fact, in the natural, he's tried to manifest some things in the natural that would try to convince your own 3-pound thing between your ears here that you are not redeemed in certain areas. Oh, you're saved, You're saved. He'll leave you alone about that for a little while, but it's God's will for you to be sick, or it's God's will for you to be broke, or with that. Well, that's a lie. So we've been redeemed from the curse of the law. Let's think like it. So who wants to think like they're redeemed? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got one more here. I'll give this one to you, brother. And there's some CDs on the back. They're $4 a piece. You know, if you don't have the money to stand and look real sad, we'll give you one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But the blessing of the Lord, the Bible says, makes one rich. And he adds no sorrow with it. You know, the world goes after wealth. The world's way, they end up sorry in a lot of ways because they've got it turned around. They've got the mammon in front of God. You know, it would have been a real easy choice if God had said in those verses, I believe it's in Matthew, it would have been a real easy choice if the choice would have been between God and the devil. We would have said, no, don't want no devil. But it says you can't serve God and mammon. And the best way I know that I have found in 20 years of ministry and saved since 88, the best way I know for you to break the control of money over your life is to be a giver. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've been confessing this morning. You just confess it with me. Say this with me. I'm a giver, and givers give. I'm a believer, and believers believe. Now the best part. I'm a receiver, and receivers receive. That's what we come to do this morning. Hallelujah. I'll just tell you right up front. Hallelujah. I didn't come 9 hours. Hallelujah. To sleep in a motel, preach a message, and take an offering. I come to get something. I come to get something from God. I come to be blessed myself. I'm a little bit selfish like you. Hallelujah. It's my time. The brother had a message right on. It's my time. Can you say that with me? It's my time. Hallelujah. This is a good crowd for Saturday morning, brother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, some people got the idea that, that's good enough for church. No. Praise God. Church is church. What was it? I heard a joke the other day. I believe it was Brother Hankins told it. He said, the $20 bill said, I've been to the show. I've been to the mall. I've been to the store. I've been to the car lot. I've been all over the world on vacation. And the $1 bill said, well, I've been to church. Have you ever received those offerings I have before, not lately because I'm blessed, but I've received offerings before where they take the $1 bill and they wad it up just as tight as they can wad it. You look, the preachers are knowing. They know what I'm talking about. They wad it up just as tight as they can wad it up and put it down that bucket so nobody's going to see it. Well, God sees it. You know, it doesn't matter what me or the brother or the pastor sees. I mean, we want you blessed. Hallelujah. The Bible says, before I get into it, one more time, it's in my heart strong, the blessing of the Lord makes one rich, adds no sorrow with it. The blessing of the Lord. The blessing, the anointing, the glory, the power, the supernatural, miracle, dunamis, working power of God is in this place, young lady, and he's on you. In the name of Jesus, to fix all that you need. To fix all that you need. Let's just pray just a moment. You know, this place is a pit stop for many people who come by here, who drive by on this road. It's a pit stop. Hallelujah. But I'm claiming and I'm believing that it's not just a 20-minute pit stop. Not just a 10-minute pit stop. Not just a 15-minute pit stop. That people come and stay. They come and get filled and stay and serve and help and believe and do the work of the kingdom in this county and in this town. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, brothers, it doesn't matter what the other denominations are doing. We rattled about that last night at the table. I caught myself rattling about what they're doing and what they're not doing and what they've done and what they've not done. It doesn't matter what anybody else says or what anybody else does. It only matters what you say and you do. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what the devil says about you, what John Doe says about you, what the radio preacher says about you. It matters what you are saying about you. By the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed. That's a good place to start. By the blood of Jesus, I've been made whole. Hallelujah. Now, what we're going to talk about this morning, and hopefully I'll get through it all. If not, we'll just pick it up the next time. We're going to talk about perilous times and how to get through them. How to get through a perilous time. How to walk through it with victory and not even get the smell of smoke on you. Hallelujah. The word perilous actually, hallelujah, is a word. Let me read the verse for you first for you here. I'll just read the 2 Timothy. Let's go there real quick. See, I'm not subject to the times. They're subject to me. Well, you better grab a hold of that. I'm not walking because of the circumstances in any direction. I'm walking because I'm led by the Spirit. I'm walking on top of the circumstances. You know, it doesn't matter, brother. It doesn't matter what you have or what you don't have. God wants you blessed. But when he tells you to go do something, you don't look at how much you do have or how much you don't have. You just go do it. 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 If he said do it, go do it. Whatever it is. Whatever it is. If it's something simple as going next door laying hands on a sick person. If it's something simple as not getting mad in a shower when the shower don't work in the hotel. Oh, I've been there too many times. Trying to mess me up this morning, that lying devil. Actually, it was my fault because I didn't hit the right button. The button was on the bottom, and I was about to get to it. I got to go. This guy, I got to go. I got to go. I got to preach. I might have to get another room. You big knothead, punch the button. Trying to get me wound up before I could come and deliver the word. The devil's a liar. 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy. I don't know what that was about, but anyways. 2 Timothy. The Bible says in verse 6, therefore I remind you, hallelujah, stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands, for God has not given you, so that's me, God has not given you, us, a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Now, go to 2 Timothy. We'll come back to that other verse. Hallelujah. Chapter 3, I believe it is, I'm looking for. Yeah. But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters of proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power, denying its power. People who are walking the world's way want to deny the power of God. They want to ridicule and make fun of preachers who dance and shout and carry on like they got something from the Word. I was in a church here not too long ago. This is a little bit of a rabbit trail, but we'll get on it for just a minute. I was in a church here not too long ago, and I was preaching on light. I think it may have been that CD, Living in Light. But I was preaching on light and darkness. And I'd driven a good ways, long ways, to preach in this church. And I got right in the middle of the message, and the Holy Ghost just stopped me. And I said, you know, and this doesn't apply to you here, I don't think at all, but I'm just making a point. I got right in the middle of it, and I said, I don't know who you are, but you are talking darkness over your pastor. And I said, that is dangerous. And you need to stop and stop now. Just because I think it's a good idea? No, because the Bible says, touch not thy prophets, neither do them no harm. It's time to honor the man of God. Double honor. Double honor. All that you could give him would not be enough for 40 years. It's time to honor your father and your mother that you may have a long and good life. I've got a spiritual father and I honored him. Matter of fact, he was been there 20 years in that church just recently, and we took an offering with 80 people, and it was $24,000. It's time to honor. It should have been $104,000 or $180,000, whatever. Why? Because he's who he is? No, because it's an office, and they're called, and they're faithful. Hallelujah. You know, the thing that amazes me about you, brother, is I thought about it this morning, is you're still here. You're still standing. still standing, still here, doing the same thing you're doing when I was here the last time. Doing the exact same thing. That means what I'm talking about is the darkness has not overcome you. I have never seen light wrestle with darkness. Have you ever seen that? It pushes it out. So perilous times is where I'm trying to get to. Perilous times will come. The Bible is clear. And they have come. You can't deny it. These people that want to go to some of these churches that I love and love the people that just kind of flaky, well, I'm not hurting, I'm not hurting, I'm not hurting, I'm not hurting, I'm not hurting. Things are not bad, things are not bad, things are not bad. And things are awful. It's a fact. Things are tough. But what I propose to you this morning is we take the truth and change the facts, which is the Word of God. Perilous times that we're in. The Bible's clear. It's happening. We just don't have to participate. We don't have to participate in the lack and the worry and the fear and the anxiety and the trouble. This word means, in the Greek, it means hard to bear, dangerous, harsh, fierce, savage. Sounds like the devil, doesn't it? Sounds just like him. In the English dictionary, it means involving or full of grave risk or perilous or hazardous. To win, don't miss this, to win, you must realize you are not fighting for victory, but you are fighting from victory. You already have the victory. No matter what it looks like, no matter how you feel, no matter what's been said, no matter who's not showing up, no matter what family members got mad and left the church, no matter who showed up and said, well, brother, pastor, I think the Lord's called me somewhere else, and him knowing good and well that that's a lie from the devil. And the devil is trying to get you off track. No matter what's gone on, no matter what's happened, yeah, but you don't know what I'm going through, but I know, I may not, but I know the one who does and who fixed it all on the cross 2,000 years ago. The first thing we need to realize is you're not fighting for victory. You need to be fighting from victory. You need to realize who you are, who I am, what we have. Look at Ephesians chapter 3. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16, let's just start about verse 14. He's praying here. He says, for this reason I bow my knees to the Father of who? Our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Say, I'm in the family and I'm named. Hallelujah. Verse 16 says that he would grant you. That means he wants to give you something. He's praying here. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might. How? Through his Spirit, where in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. Listen, when you're rooted and grounded in something, you are immovable. You cannot be shaken. I cannot think of anything better than to be rooted and grounded in than the God kind of love. The agape love. The agape God kind of love will bring money. It'll bring healing. It'll bring restoration. It'll bring peace. It'll bring hope. It'll bring calm in a storm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah here. He says he would grant you according to what? To the bank down the street. No. That he would grant you according to the hospital who I had to go to and get a gallbladder taken out? No. He said that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. Let me ask you a question that the Holy Ghost asked me. When did my riches run out? When did they stop flowing? When did I turn off the glory? When did I shut down the glory? He hasn't. Just because times are tough is no reason for you to give up the shout. It's time to shout. And if you live in a house that you can't shout and praise in, get another house. The motel people probably call you all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got to do what you preach. The riches of his glory have not weakened just because times have gotten tough. Glory here means, it means many things, but this is one thing that it means. An abundance, write this down. An abundance of the most exalted state, absolutely perfect inward personal excellency of Christ, the majesty. He wants you to have an abundance of the blood, an abundance of the Holy Ghost. Where? In your spirit. You're not led by your thinking. If you're led by your thinking or how you're feeling, you'll be led down the wrong path. You're led by the Spirit. The Holy Ghost coming in, making you a new man. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. You're not an ex-anything. I'm not an ex-drug addict. I'm not an ex-anything. Hallelujah. Ricardo's not an ex-con. That's a lie. That's a lie. Somebody's told him that. That's a lie. He's a new man. Needs to be here. Healed, saved, delivered, and serving. I call him in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Glory means an abundance of the most exalted state, absolutely perfect, inward personal excellency of Christ. Excellent. On the inside of your inner man, in your spirit. The real you, where you get revelation, where you get wisdom, where you get knowledge. To win in perilous times, he wants you to access the inward personal excellence of Christ in its abundance in your inner being. Inward excellence of Christ in your inner being. No matter what your mind is saying, no matter what the people are saying, no matter what your checkbook's saying, no matter what your body's saying, no matter what Barack Obama's saying, no matter what the government's saying, no matter what the governor of the state is saying. Hallelujah. As I drove by the Adair Judicial Center coming up here, my first thought was, you lying devil. That ought to be a church. That ought to be a church of that magnificent, as Leroy Thompson says, facade. Instead of a facade. If you know Leroy, he murders the English language. But he's the real deal. That ought to be a church. No wonder we're having perilous times. The church is trying to serve like the world. Not this one, no. Excellency of Christ. In perilous times. The word riches here, listen to what it means. It means abundance of his presence and majesty. So thick and so heavy on your inner man that you can't even stand at times. Oh, not just an experience, not just somebody running, dancing, shouting, that's all good, I'm going to do it before we get out of here. You know, not just the manifestations or the, I guess maybe you could say the sightings of the manifestations, but I'm talking about something working on the inside of your inner man that changes the way you think and doesn't affect how you live, affects how you live in the right way, not the wrong way. No matter what your mommy told you, no matter what your daddy told you, no matter what somebody that you looked to told you that was wrong, something on the inside of you that changes the way you feel, the way you think, but it starts in the spirit, not in your flesh, not in your mental assent, not in your intellect. It starts in your spirit. You have to tell yourself what you believe. You have to preach the word to yourself. Out loud. Out loud. Riches is an abundance of his presence here he's talking about. There is a deep reservoir of abundance of his presence to strengthen the real you, and it can only be tapped into by the Holy Ghost. That's why the devil is working so hard on all these churches that we talked about and all the people that we know and love to keep them away from the Holy Ghost. It's spooky. You better be afraid of them people. They're weird. Well, they already know I'm weird. The Holy Ghost don't have to make me weird. I was weird before I met him. Freaked out, served the devil real well. Hallelujah. Now I cast the devil out in Jesus' name. That's a big change, isn't it? Wow. All glory to God. Just because times are tough, there is no shortage, folks, of his splendor. There is no shortage. He's not sick. He's not broke. He's not worried. He's not. Jesus is not sitting at the right hand of the Father right now. How am I going to get to his ministry what he needs? How am I going to get to this church what they need? Well, they how are they going to pay their light bill? How are they going? You know, well, we need this paid off. We need. Well, how are we going to? No, Jesus is at the right hand of the Father interceding for you. See, there's nothing left for him to do here. He's already done it all here. He's already done it all here. He's already done. Help me, Lord. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Lord, help me. He's already brought the help. What else could he do? He sent his son and he died and was raised from the dead. Who was it? Somebody said Smith Wigglesworth is raised 24 from the dead. I'm still working on my first one. Jesus is not waning in power. The Holy Ghost is resident on the inside of you if you're a believer. It's up to you and I to tap in. It's up to us to stir up the gift of faith and of the Spirit that's on the inside of us. He says here, to be strengthened with might through His Spirit. To be strengthened with might, it's not going to be done. Well, maybe it will be done for you. Maybe not. Maybe that's what some people are. It's not going to be done with four episodes of American idolatry. Well, I'm getting on a horse here. I've had people call me, did you know who won? Did you see who won? I don't care. I don't care. I want to pray in tongues. I'm all for entertainment. I took my son to the Orlando Magic game. We had a blast. You would have thought the Messiah had come. I mean, they're shouting and carrying on, and people run all over the place, and these ball players coming out like it's the, you know, like the Messiah has showed up. And my son's having a blast, you know, right with them all. And I'm thinking, what's the big deal? You know, what about Jesus? There is an abundance of power of the Holy Ghost waiting to be tapped into. The flow is here in this meeting. The flow is here now. And the only way you're going to tap in is with your mouth. Oh, that's not my personality. I didn't ask you about your personality. God's not talking to you about your personality. He's talking to you about your spirit. The real you. My pastor, where I go to church at, he's a very reserved person, very reserved, not touchy-feely at all. But boy, when he gets in a pulpit, it's like he is transformed into Superman. I mean, he is totally out of character. The Holy Ghost will change everything in you when he comes on you to do what he needs to get done for you and for others. As the brother said, it's so good. Don't think God can only do it one way. Don't think he can only get streams of blessing to you in just a certain mode or method. He's got more streams of blessing. Matter of fact, you can't work enough hours to have what he wants you to have. The book of Ephesians says you're working for your giving, not for your living. A generous heart is the place where revival starts. A generous heart is where the place where revival starts. If you've got a generous heart, God can work with it. The Bible says about the treasure is where your heart is. God's not after so much what you possess. He's after who you really are. But he knows whatever is close to your heart, if he can get his hands around it, he'll get you. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you as well. Brother Hankins, I've mentioned a couple of times, who's a very bold, very, very bold. He don't play no games. I was listening to a CD of his the other day, and he was talking to his church. He preaches all over, but he was talking to his church. And it took me back. I had to chew on it. I thought, brother, you just, whoa. But he got in a big way of preaching about money, and he said, you know, He said, you all come in here. And I'm not talking about you all, but he's talking to these people. He said, you all come in here and you drive in a Mercedes. And of course, he flies around a jet, so he's a blessed man. But you come in here in a Mercedes, you got diamonds dripping all over you, and you give God a check for $10. He said, I'm going to take that check and stick it up your nose. All the business people that I know that are not saved seem to think that they can run their business and be profitable and have all these great things and come to church and we're going to do what we're going to do and get missions built and churches built and get people saved and healed and filled with the Holy Ghost and build buildings and do all that needs to be done and pave the parking lot and add on and do all this and support missionaries on a $1 bill wadded up in an offering bucket. The sad part about that is not so much, because God's going to get it to us no matter what. But the sad part about that is you're being robbed. Brother Hankins said this, I've been quoting him, I guess I've overdosed on him. He said, you know, if you read Malachi chapter 3, verse 10, he said, the tithe is just barely keeping you from robbing God. Sing and dance and shout and jump a chair and give a quarter. Lord, have mercy. I'm getting in trouble. You know, if you run me out, I just get out in the front and make a parade out of it. Hallelujah. He wants you through the Holy Ghost to have the miracle-working power of God. And to do that, we got to be able to give, believe, and receive. Not just believe and receive, but give, believe, and receive. Hallelujah. If you are weak in your inner man, it's not God's fault. The flow is here. Tap into it. You say, how do I tap into it? Well, I'll give you some very key things. Pray. Praise. Confess the word. Talk in tongues. Dance. Shout for joy. And come to church and give. If you want your situation turned around, if you don't want perilous times coming over top of you, you're going to have to do what Jesus did in that little boat. Be still. And the way he stilled it was with his mouth. You have that authority. You have the same authority that Jesus has. Oh, really? Luke chapter 10, verse 19, I give you authority to trample upon scorpions and snakes and over all the power of the enemy. And he added on the last little part, and nothing shall by any means harm you. This morning I'm going through the hotel. Oppression, I'm on top of you. Depression, I'm on top of you. Lack, I'm on top of you. Serpents and scorpions are under my feet. I'm trampling them down in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I'm free, I'm free, I'm free. No, there wasn't nothing slipping on the floor. There wasn't nothing moving around. The devil's a liar. The father of lies. You have the Holy Ghost. It's time to use him. He wouldn't have given you the Holy Ghost if he didn't want you to participate. The inner man, the spirit man, the real you has got to rise up and say something. Preferably the word. Hallelujah. You say, I just don't think some of that stuff they do in that church is just really all that necessary. I've heard that. Well, you go ahead and be depressed. You go ahead and be sick. You go ahead and be broke. Because I tell you one thing I'm going to do. I'm going to talk in tongues. I'm going to shout. I'm going to dance. Most of all, I'm going to be a giver. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because there's people in this county, there's people in this town, there's people here probably this morning who need to see the demonstration of the true miracle-working power of God so they can tap into it for themselves. Hallelujah. So you go ahead and go on to the counselor's office. You go ahead and go to the psych ward. But I choose the Holy Ghost, action, and power of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says in John 16:14 that Jesus himself said, let's just look at it. Let's just take time to look at the word. I just have to slow down and give it to you. I may be going a little too slow, but that's all right. I planned on getting through it all. We may not. We've got another meeting. John 16:14. Verse 13 says, in John 16 it says, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, who is that? That's the Holy Ghost, has come, he will guide you into all truth. You want to know how to live? Get your inner man, the spirit man, talking and communing with the Holy Ghost, and He will guide you into all truth. You want to know where to live? He'll guide you into all truth. You want to know where to spend your money? He'll guide you into all truth. You want to know how to get the sick healed? He'll guide you into all truth. You want to know how to better your marriage? He'll guide you into all truth. You want to know how what the next call or the next thing is, or what your, I guess I should say, what your part is in this church? He'll guide you into all truth. Hallelujah. Brother, this is strong in my spirit. There needs to be helpers here. Strong in my spirit. There needs to be helpers come to this place. And if you're already here and you're not helping, you're not here to warm a pew. I'm just going to be right frank with you. You're not here to sit around. You're here to participate and be guided into all truth. If it's cleaning the bathroom, if it's shouting and praising, if it's getting the water for the pastor, whatever it is, whatever your call is, whatever you feel led to do, whatever God's talking to you about, you don't have to have four words and six visions to sweep the floor. However, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth, for He will not speak on His own authority. That's good to know. But whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will tell you things to come. That's what was happening last night. He's telling us things to come. Things that are going to happen. That's what the brothers proclaimed. This is a significant, I grabbed a hold of it. This is a significant time. Things to come. What's going to happen in these next two or three days or whatever we have left here or until Jesus comes, as far as that goes, is going to start a spark, I believe, an awakening right here in this body that will impact this area. The devil has said for years, and I ain't been around y'all in years, but he said for years, it's over. It's over. You know, go do find something else to do. You know, go plow or whatever it is you do around your house. It's over. No, it ain't over. It's never over with God. Well, this one left or that one left, or and I don't know who's left, but whatever. That doesn't matter. You're still here. God's still here. Hallelujah. To be strengthened with might through His Spirit, He says here, He will glorify me. This is Jesus talking. I'm just reporting, okay? He says, He will glorify me, and He will take of what is mine and declare it to you. Do you want to know who Jesus is in your life? Then the Holy Ghost is going to declare it to you, and you can't be afraid of Him. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that He will take of mine and declare to you. You need to be declaring some things that the Holy Ghost is telling you about Jesus. You need to be I need to be declaring some things that the Holy Ghost is telling me about my family. I did about 15 or 20 minutes of it standing right there, speaking over my family. They're not even here. You need to declare over your church, over your ministries, what God has said. He told me 6 months ago, start believing me for a ministry office. I said, well, where at? He didn't say nothing else. He just started believing me for a minute. I said, I got to go with that. I'm believing you for an office, Lord. I'm believing you for a place. I'm believing you for a spot to serve you. Print all this stuff out and send all these CDs out and do all that you're going to call us to do and have called us to do. Hallelujah. Speak over your life and over your ministry. To be strengthened with might through His Spirit, not through somebody's book. I read a lot of books. I like to read a lot of books. That's a word for me. Strengthened with might through His Spirit. Not your husband or your wife. They're your helper. But He's the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We need, you know, as I said earlier, it's just not necessary, some people think, that what we go through in our churches. The dancing, the shouting, the praising, the tapping in, the prayer, the all that. Well, you know what we need? We need less thinkers and more drinkers. You know, who was it? I heard somebody say, I think it's a song, I'm still dancing, I'm still drinking, but the fountain's been changed. That's my theme song because I drank a lot before I met Jesus. My grandfather, he said, when I was 16 years old, he said, Charlie, you cannot drink it as fast as they make it. I said, well, I'm going to try. And I did try for 10 years or longer. So we're drinking of the Spirit. That's what the brother was talking about. Refreshing. Refreshing. This is a very specific time. I'm in agreement with you and him both. It's a very specific time. This word might here in this chapter of Ephesians 3:16, he says the word might, it means it's power, so it means it's the dunamis power. That's the Greek word. It's strength. Write this down. The might that he's talking here to be strengthened with is power and ability. Where at? In your spirit. Strengthened with might. See, there's a big discrepancy over this word inner man in this chapter. I've read all kinds of stuff. Some people say it's the soul. Some people say it's the intellect, the will. You know what? The spirit of man is tied closely to the soul. So I'm taking the spirit of man here and I'm going to change my soul. I'm going to change my intellect. I'm going to change my mind. I'm going to have my mind renewed by the word. So from the day you got saved, the question comes to me, and I'm opposing it to you. The day you got saved and you were made a new creation and the Holy Ghost came into your spirit and made him new, from that day, whenever that happened, what have you done to strengthen your spirit man? To change the real you? I heard a story of a little girl that had, I believe it was lymphoma. She was 8 years old. And she was in this church, and she got a hold of the word, and God just blessed this family immensely. And they had to do, I think it was bone marrow or a blood transfusion or both or something. I don't know the whole story, but the point I'm going to make is when they did this on this little girl, she was made well through that and the blood of Jesus. I don't know the full story, but her hair color changed. Her eye color changed. So if she ever needed an organ at any point, they wouldn't have to use her family or her blood that she originally had. They have to use somebody else's. Well, I submit to you this morning, the blood that flowed down the cross is well able enough to change anything in your life right down to your identity. You don't get your identity from your school, from your mom or your dad. There's some genetics going on there, but my point is the Father God sent a Savior and changed the blood type from Adam to Jesus. Boy, I tell you what, that's good. Woo! That's good. I'll take that. That didn't come out of my notes. It came out of the Holy Ghost. I'll take that. Glory to God. Everything that Adam did, Jesus took care of. Everything that Satan tricked Adam to do, Jesus took care of it. Glory to God. How can you lose? I have a question for you. How can you lose if your inner man is full of the Holy Ghost and made strong and your mind is renewed by the Word? You can't lose. You cannot lose. The only way to lose is quit. It's the only way. The dunamis power here, it means power consisting and in resting up on armies. There's that army. Forces and hosts. You can draw up the force of God that cannot be stopped, and you can win right now. Right now. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Let's look at it. You know these verses, but how many is not the word you heard, it's the word you hear. Acts chapter 1. What's the Holy Ghost saying? I'm going to tell you what he's saying. Build your spirit man. Strengthen him. You ought to come out of the prayer closet in the morning with a big S on your chest, like Superman. Hallelujah. Transformed. You go in the phone booth and you come out a different person in the Spirit. HG, Holy Ghost. I remember several years ago, the Lord, how he did it, I don't know, but he did it. He had me preach to a bunch of preachers at Asbury Seminary. And I don't know, it had to be him to get me in there. I didn't orchestrate it, he did. And I didn't know none of them. They were all young. I was young. And they were all around this big altar rail, big circle. They had an altar rail in the chapel. I guess it was a circle. And they were all around that rail. And I was laying hands on them, and the Holy Ghost was moving, and prophecy and word of knowledge was coming out like wildfire. And I laid my hands on this young man who I'd never seen before in my life. And it bubbled up in my spirit. Stop doubting me and start writing books. Stop doubting me and start writing books. three or four times that come up in my spirit, and he just fell apart. He said, "Brother," he said, "I've been telling God for 3 years that I can't write books because I don't have a doctorate." I said, "Young man, that's a word from God. All you need to do what he's called you to do is the HG, the Holy Ghost." Hallelujah. 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 Start right where you are, whoever you are. Fourth grade education, high school education, doctorate, wherever you are. And I'm all for education. I'm all for it. I'm going to get more of it. I'm going to get more of it. But start right where you are and do what he tells you to do. Right where you are. Get your inner man strong. Build it. That dunamis power, he wants to work through you. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, he says, "But you shall receive worry when the Holy Spirit comes on you. You shall receive financial want when the Holy Ghost comes on you. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you will do what? Be my witnesses in Columbia." Start there, then we'll get to Jerusalem. "All Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." I've been almost to the end of the earth. It's in Ghana, 5 degrees off the equator, and it is hot. You can draw up the force of God. It cannot be stopped. You can draw it up right now. It's up to you. Not up to me. It's up to you. It's up to me for me. It's up to you for you. You can draw this power up. Be filled. When will the change be present? When will your present condition be changed? The Holy Ghost filling. Right now. Not 3 meetings from now. Right now. Not Sunday coming. When Brother Big Ministry shows up. If that ever happened here. Not when you think that you got to get everything in line for yourself and get it all worked out and get your ministry all settled in and you know, get everybody in place and get your family settled. See, he's talking to me too. Not till you just get everything just right. Forget about what you can do. It's what God can do. You'll have some instruction. Yeah, you'll get it, but you got to get him first. You got to get the inner man strong. Get the spirit man talking. Get him working. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, the real you, the real you. You say, "Well, I am me." Your flesh is not you. Your spirit is you. And the Holy Ghost in you has made a change in you, and he wants to fill you from where you are. You say, "Well, you know, I'm almost 100 or 90. I know people that are in their 90s that don't know near about God what somebody 30 does. So start where you are, whether you're 30 or 90, and be filled with the Holy Ghost. Go to Holy Ghost University. Spend time in your rocking chair at your house talking in tongues. Spend time, wherever it is you do it, fishing, whatever it is you do. Hallelujah. I think my pastor said all he does is shine his shoes, but he talks in tongues when he does it. Hallelujah. Nothing else has worked. Band-aids only on the external man. If anything else was going to restore you outside of you, it would have already happened. You've tried everything. You've tried it all. I know preachers who are medicated big time. I ain't nothing wrong with medicine, but I mean medicated big time. That's not God's will. That's not his will. If you're sick, it's not his will. I want to say that again. If you're sick, it's not his will. I preached on healing one time down around Madisonville, one time in a church. And I preached on healing for 3 days as hard as I could preach. And this little lady who I love come out the door and she went, "Man, I just believe you got to be sick some of the time." I said, "Honey, you didn't hear a thing the Lord said." Get a hold of it with your spirit, not your head. Why do you think the Bible says to renew your mind? You got to keep that thing in line. You got to keep it in line with the Word. And the best way I know to do it is get in the Spirit and get a hold of the Word and confess the Word till you get your thinking straightened out and your emotions level off and you hear what God has to say to your spirit coming out your mouth to make a change in you or somebody else. Oh, it's got to start on the inside. You want to get over perilous times? You want to walk through the fire and not even get the smell of smoke? It's not just for preachers. It's not just for apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists. The Holy Ghost is for everyone. I had a woman tell me down in Lynchburg, I gave her a book on why tongues or something or other, and she was at Brother Falwell's place, who I love, Brother Falwell. She was a worker there. And she was so hungry for the Holy Ghost. So hungry. And I gave her this little book, and she took it home, and I went back to see her the next week, and she said, well, my husband said, you know, that's just for some certain people. Just certain ones. Just certain ones. I said, honey, is salvation just for certain people? I said, so what your husband's saying, and what you're saying to me is, whether it be sickness, whether it be the Holy, you know, infilling of the Spirit, or healing, or infilling of the Spirit, or prosperity, whatever it is, you know what? I think I'll let you have it, but you know, I'm just going to put an X on you. You can't have it. And yeah, you're all right. No. That's foolishness. That's not the word. If you're here, you're sick, you can be healed. Matter of fact, not just be healed, you can receive what's already been done. It's a better way I like to say it. So, it's the Holy Ghost. It's not external. Band-Aids don't work. I'm stuck on Band-Aid because they're stuck on me. How about getting stuck on the Holy Ghost? Get the inner man straightened out first, then the soul will settle down. And it'll work properly, and you will win right in the middle of trouble. Right in the middle of trouble. Don't you think that when they were in that boat, it wasn't a perilous time? When Jesus had to wake him up, he wasn't worried. Don't you think that was a perilous time, a rocky time? And the ones that were following, that just serving him, and they're just trying to, you know, they're just trying to wake him up and get him to do something? I think what he's saying to us today is you wake up and do something. It's not all about God. Some people preach that. You are the believer. He is the performer. You get a hold of the promise, and you believe you receive until it manifests. When did you receive? When you believed. When did you get saved? When you believed. Confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, and you shall be saved. Not might, maybe, hope so, think so. It's the same way with healing. It's the same way with money. It's the same way with prosperity. It's the same way with the Holy Ghost. It's the same way till you go to heaven. You'll have to say with your mouth, believe in your heart what you want. Brother Hagin didn't write Mark 11, 23 and 24. He was a great man of God. He impacted thousands of preachers. But he would tell you today, if he was here, that Jesus wrote it. You'll have what you say. Whatsoever you believe it, not doubt, you can receive it. What is it you need? Externally, Band-Aids are not working. The inner man, the real you, has got to be strengthened. Why don't you just receive the abundance of might that is resident in the Holy Ghost right now? Right now. Right now. Right now. Before the next minute passes on the clock, right now. Why do you think many have rejected the move of the Spirit when there is really no other way to experience the victory that we have? I can't imagine. I was saved and delivered from drugs and alcohol in 1988 in a church service in lovely Kentucky, which is across the river from Kermit, West Virginia, which is the drug capital of the world, I believe. The government was in it, the firemen was in it, the police were in it, they were all in it together. And this church right across the river called Calvary Temple, my mother took me to, and I gave my life to Jesus, and Pastor Greg Mayhorn laid his hands on me and set me free of a 10-year drug habit like that. 4 months later, an evangelist came through preaching the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And he laid his hands on me, I spoke in tongues, and was filled immediately. So since I've been saved, what I'm trying to say to you is, since I've been saved, I've not known anything else other than the Holy Ghost. I can't imagine any preacher, any layperson, anybody trying to do this work without the Holy Ghost. Whether you like, whether we dance or jump or shout or speak in tongues or not, I can't imagine anybody, if you're a housewife or a mama or a grandma, I can't imagine anybody standing at the stove cooking up breakfast for the family without the Holy Ghost, if you're a Christian, without being filled with the Holy Ghost. What are you afraid of? Jesus talked about it over and over. Don't be afraid. The devil is making you afraid of the Spirit of God, whoever that's for. He's a liar. Satan knows if he can keep you too busy or make you afraid of the Holy Ghost, power and glory, and not get the power and glory, then he can win. Time to change that right now. Not the next service, not the next luncheon, not the next conference, not the next anything, right now. The Bible says, for God has not given you a spirit of fear, of power, but the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. That's the attributes of the Holy Ghost. Power, love, and a sound mind. He wants to talk to your spirit and change your thinking with the Word. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians, and I'm wrapping up, the Bible says in the book of Ephesians, I believe it's in 2 or somewhere through there, but it says that the Spirit, he's praying that the Spirit of wisdom and revelation would come to you through the knowledge of Jesus Christ. I ask you this morning, how much do you know about Jesus? Sunday school can't get it all into you. That'd be a good thing. The preaching of the Word can't get it all into you. That's a good thing. 14 conferences can't get it all into you. That's a good thing to do. But you got a part. I've got a part. Turn off the TV. If you spend more time in the world news than the good news, you're going to be living in perilous times. Oh, but I like to watch Tiger hit that ball. Well, Tiger needs Jesus. Well, you know, I like to watch NASCAR on Sunday for 4 hours and sleep through about half of it, wake up about the final lap. There's nothing wrong with NASCAR, nothing wrong with a little golf or a little fishing or whatever it is you do. But how about time with the Holy Ghost? How about time with the Spirit of God? Satan knows if he can use any little thing that might not be evil, totally evil, to keep you away from him, from God, he's got you. The power and might of God, Satan could do nothing with it when Jesus was raised from the dead, nor can he do, he could do nothing with it on the day of Pentecost, and he can do nothing with it now. If you want to get through the perilous times that we are facing, hear me, and you want your ministry to grow, and you want God to use you, if that's really what you want, then how about just receiving the power of the Holy Ghost right now? In the inner man, the spirit man, the real you. Let's just do that. Let's just invite him right now. Holy Ghost, say this with me. Holy Ghost, I invite you to renew, refresh, infect my spirit, the real me. Come fill me now. Refill me now. Go into all the places of my life that need help, that need encouragement, that need the anointing. I receive my healing through the blood of Christ, by the power of Jesus and the Holy Ghost. Fill me now. I receive all the gifts as you determine, as you will. I will go and do what you say, where you say do it, in grand style. Hallelujah. Shandalabasi kietelebe sondoroboko domosi, petelebe saparabasotoroboko, mosotorobosi ki petelebe harabasi mononomosi. I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to God. They don't need to be an interpreter. Shandalabasi kietelebe son. Pray in the Spirit if you can do it. If you can't, it's a good time to start. Receive your healing now. Receive your healing now. Receive your healing now. Receive your healing now. They told you it can't be turned around, but it can be turned around. Receive your healing now. Be filled. Be filled. Be filled. Refilled. Refueled. Refilled and refueled. Refilled and refueled. Shiki petelebe sondoroboko torobosi petelebe sandaramasi masandalabasi kitelebe. So sing for the Lord, he says. Sing for him. Sing for Jesus. Shandarabasotoroboko. I'm restoring your body, says the Holy Ghost. Every area. Strength coming to your body. Strength coming to your legs. Strength coming to your back. Strength coming to your mind. Strength, strength, strength in the name of Jesus. Strength in the name of Jesus. Strength in the name of Jesus. Fear and lack has no place in your life, sister. Fear and lack has no place in your life. Fear and lack has no place in your life. Fear and lack has no place in your life. Fear and lack has no place in your life. It's time for me to tell you this. The Lord told me to tell you in the parking lot last night. I didn't obey. I'm going to obey right now. He said, tell you in the name of Jesus, there's many preachers, many, many young men that need the love that you have. They need the love you have. Yeah, they're going to learn how to be a prophet and all that. I'm not talking about that. He's talking about love. They need the love that you got on the inside of you. They need the love. Young men of God, preachers need the love. They need to be loved by a father. They need to be loved, loved and guided and directed. Bear with me for a minute here. It's not about me. It's about Jesus. We're going to pray right now. I got it strong in the spirit. We're going to pray right now. We're going to break the back of lack over this church. We're going to break the spirit of poverty. Increase is going to come. Money comes. Say it with me. Money cometh. Money cometh. Money cometh. Money cometh. Money cometh to me. Hallelujah. Say this with me. What belongs to me comes to me. I don't take nothing that don't belong to me. I'm a giver. I'm a believer. I'm a sower. I'm a receiver. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're not a robber. You're not a robber. You wouldn't go to Kroger and take a loaf of bread and put it in your pocket and walk out with it, would you? You're not a thief. Then don't rob from God. Don't you dare rob from God. Don't you dare rob from God. There's people coming back, brother, that's been robbing. There's people that's coming back that's been robbing. People that's left and they've left because of money or whatever. They can't give or whatever the problem is with their lives. I don't know. But they're coming back. They're coming back. You got a problem with money, you're going to have a problem with God. I'm going to settle it all for you. I don't need your $30 to do what I'm doing. Don't let the devil talk you into that. It is about the money. It is about that. If you can't give it up to God, not me, or anybody else, if you can't give it up to God, there's a problem. I had to get over that. Everybody will. You love Jesus, give him something. I want to sing for him. He don't want to hear your song right now. He wants to know if you'll give what you got, what's close to your heart. This little talk will either get you straightened out or it'll make you go the other way. One, two. I've been there. I've had to deal with it. Forty years. Is there many people that can say that? Is there many ministers that can say 40 years? There's a few. 40 years of faithfulness. Walking through the fire. Walking through the flood. People coming. People going. Heart attack. This and that and this and thus and so and perilous times. Well, I'll have you know right now, your $10 ain't going to change his life one day, but it will yours. You can respect somebody with a thank you card and you ought to do it. I can tell him how much I love him and I ought to do it. Should have been here when it happened to him. Should have been right here helping. Clear my schedule and come in here and preach and do whatever for nothing. I called you and told you that I'd do that. It's time to honor the gift of God. Before this meeting's over, if this brother will let me, and I ain't talked to him about it, but before this meeting's over, if they'll let me do it, I'm going to take an offering for him. I don't know if it was planned, if you all planned to do that or not, but it should have been planned. You go to the doctor and write a check for $200, not even bat an eye. Boy, it's getting real quiet in this Presbyterian church. You get in trouble with the law over a land dispute at your house, and you write a $2,000 check to save that 20 acres just like that. And come in here for 20 years. Bless you, Pastor. Happy birthday to you. He appreciates it. He's a humble man. I don't know many pastors who are catching people, by the way, when they're falling out. Most churches I go to, they got ushers that are doing that, and you know they don't. It's not. I don't know if they feel they shouldn't have to do it or what, but I mean, I'm just saying, these are humble servants of the Most High God. I'm preaching to the choir, I know, and there's some people going to hear this CD and they're going to get mad, but then they'll get over it and they'll come and they'll give. It's time to honor. What are you going to do? What am I going to do? Well, I've gotten caught without my checkbook. But just as soon as I get to my checkbook, I'm honoring 40 years. I'm honoring 40 years. If I have to send it air mail, FedEx mail, or however I have to do it. Whether it's your $40, whether it's your $400, whether it's your $4,000, whether it's your $400,000, whatever it is, you need to honor your pastor. I wasn't going to get into this. Matter of fact, I was a little weary about it. What's God saying to you? I'm full of the Holy Ghost. Treat your pastor like a hired hand. I talk in tongues. Woo! You won't even mow his grass. You got grass? Or is it concrete? A little bit. Wash his car. I won't even wash my own. Well, then if you'd wash his, you might be a little more humble. I'm talking to somebody. I don't know if it's on a CD or if they're here or what. If you don't come to this church and you're here visiting, you need to come to this church. Otherwise, why are you here? Oh, I just go from meeting to meeting, kind of where the glory's at. Kind of float where the meetings are, where the Holy Ghost shows up. No, you need a pastor. You need a pastor. You need a pastor. We're talking about being strong in your inner man, being built up in the Spirit. I'm wrapping up. If you're going to be built up in the Spirit, it's not just all about you and your show and me and my show. See, he's talking to me. It's about serving Jesus and serving the anointed. So, if everybody will stand and you need a little adjustment in this area, hallelujah, we're going to find out if you need a little adjustment. Ain't nobody going to look at you. Ain't nobody going to talk mean to you. Just going to love you. Just going to love you. Oh, I come to get healed. Well, this is how you get healed. You get adjustments made. I get adjustments made. It's for me, too. I got to deal with it. I had to deal with it before I got here. You get adjustments made in your spirit man, which changes your thinking towards your pastors and toward the work of the kingdom, and you come and serve. I'm going to have to go back and do some things that I didn't know to do before I got here. I mowed my pastor's grass before I left. I've been in the ministry since 1995. I pastored for 7 years. I traveled to Africa. I've been here for several meetings. I've been to a lot of churches. I've seen devils come out of people. I've laid hands on the sick. I've seen them healed. I laid hands on a man in a hospital who had a tumor in his chest, and when we got done praying, he had no tumor. And I still mowed my pastor's grass. Now, I'm not tooting my horn. I'm just trying to give you an example here. I got to make an adjustment. I know what it is. Go serve the man of God. God will give you to a vision before he'll give you a vision. So if you're here with your heads bowed and eyes closed, if the brother or somebody maybe just come and play one of these instruments, whoever wants to. It's anointed. We know you can do it. We're going to talk about healing for a few minutes, and we're going to talk about prosperity and we're blessing financial increase. But the first thing we're going to talk about, what he's talking to me about myself and what he's going to deal with, hopefully with you about, is your attitude and my attitude toward the King, first of all, the Lord Jesus, and then toward the man and woman of God who's here. If you need some help, you've not thought ill maybe of them, you've not said anything ill of them, but you just want to come and serve Jesus, and you want to serve them, if that's you, whether you're a minister, whether you're an usher, whether you're somebody who does whatever you do, I'm going to ask you to step out now. Maybe you need to come and dedicate yourself to service in this church. Maybe you're doing two things right now in this church, or three, or whatever it is, and it's not really your cup of tea. And you know there's another area that you need to be used in, and you need to surrender this area and go on to the other area so that you can let somebody else come into that area and be used. Well, if God's talking to you about that, we'll just get that straightened out right now as we pray. But He will also confirm it to your pastor because you're serving them. So if you're here and you need a little adjustment in some arena in your commitment to Jesus and your commitment to this body and to these pastors, I'm going to ask you to boldly step out. And then we'll pray for your healing. We'll pray for the infilling, the refilling. If nobody comes, which I'm believing God that everybody in this building that needs an adjustment, including me, is going to come. We'll move on to the next thing. If you're here this morning and you want to serve God in this place, you want to refresh your commitment to Jesus, you want to know that you know that you know, number one, that you have the power to do it. That you have the power to do it. You have the power to do it. You have the power to do it. Listen, you can't go to Africa and lay hands on the sick if you can't submit to your pastor. Oh, I got a ministry of my own. I've heard that. No, I'm submitted to my pastor. Everybody's got to have somebody. A good shepherd. You've got Jesus, but you need somebody. Why would He give us apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists if we weren't supposed to be in the body and be in these offices and be submitted unto them? Not in a controlling way, not in a goofy, freaky, flaky way, asking them what color car to buy and all that foolishness. That's stupid. I'm talking about serving Jesus. So if everybody just bear with me here, we're going to pray and believe God. In Jesus' name. You want to serve, don't you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How long have you been coming to church here? Hallelujah. It's time, Lord, to show you what your place is, what your spot is, or increase the one you're in. It starts in the inner man, the real you. I'm going to ask God to fill you with His Spirit, refill, and show you what your plan is, what your purpose is right here. Then when that's fulfilled, He'll show you what's next. Father, in the name of Jesus, this is my brother's come with honest heart. He wants to be used of you. He wants to serve you. He wants to find his place in this body. He wants to know what you called him to do. He wants to increase what he's already been thinking about doing or been doing. In the name of Jesus, I say to the inner man, the real you, the spirit man, the real you, rise and do and go forth and do great exploits here. Serve with gladness. Serve with excellence. That personal excellence now, an abundance of excellence exploding in your spirit. The glory of God to serve the man and woman of God and to serve Jesus most of all. That's who you're really serving when you serve the apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists. It's the servant of God. When you're serving a man, you'll serve God. Be filled and be whole. May your body work correctly, every area of it, every area of it. Every capillary and muscle and vein and nerve and blood pressure in Jesus' name. Every area of your life. Money comes to you. Money comes to you. Givers give and givers receive. In Jesus' name. Shandalamasitilemekonolomoko. Osoto. Mr. Shirley? Where's she? In Jesus' name. You know, you've been faithful. And there's a reward for faithfulness. But there's more to do. I didn't want to hear that when somebody told me that. But there is more to do. It's no time to quit. Give up. Go off and do something else. It's not that time. The Lord will show you. In Jesus' name. Lord, fill him. Anxiety goes. Anxiety goes. Anxiety goes. Anxiety goes in the name of Jesus. Anxiety, I said, get out of here in the name of Jesus. You tormenting foul spirit, I command you to loose. You will not oppress this servant of God. He's a child of the King. He is filled with the Spirit, bought with the blood. Take your hands off of him and his finances and his family in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Jesus said there's blood. The blood of Jesus makes you whole. Supernatural Holy Ghost dunamis power. Now, 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 rivers of living water. Rivers of living water. Rivers. Not a stream, a river. You got to open your mouth to let the river out. Serve with gladness, not madness, sadness. Serve with gladness. The Bible says a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Hallelujah. It's time to praise the Lord. It's time to praise the Lord and serve Him with gladness. Serve Him with gladness. He wants to talk to you. He wants to speak to your spirit. He wants to use you in this body in a greater measure. He wants to use you. Don't you count yourself out. Don't you count yourself out. Don't count yourself out. They love you. Jesus loves you. In the name of Jesus. Healing. Healing now. Healing now. Let this woman's hands be the hands of a giver. May it surprise this body how much she can give. May it this flow through you. Flow through you. Hallelujah. Checks for the kingdom. Checks for the kingdom. A heart of a giver. The Bible says, for God loves who? A cheerful giver. That's you. That's you. That ought to be your confession. I'm a cheerful giver. I'm a cheerful giver. I'm a cheerful giver. And you know, when God's got a willing heart, the Bible says He gives seed to who? The sower. Not to the tightwad. The sower. So when it comes to you, you're a cheerful giver. Service for the Lord. Service for the Lord. Amen. You're willing and you're obedient. You can't lose them. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. Be filled with the Holy Ghost to serve. Anointing, increase. Anointing and increase. Job for you to do. Things for you to do here. Jobs and promotions and things for you to do. Things for you to do. Hallelujah. Just help our sister here. Just help her. Just help her. Just help her. Just help her. I'm talking about the pastor's wife. Just help her. Whatever he tells you to do for her, you just go do it. Whatever he tells you to do. Whatever the Holy Ghost, not me, not the pastor, not him. Whatever the Holy Ghost tells you for you to do for this man's wife, do it. And God will pour out so much blessing on you that you won't have enough room to receive. You got the heart of a giver? Be a giver. You got the heart of a receiver? Be a receiver. Be filled. Be filled. Filled and healed. Filled and healed. Filled and healed. I command in the name of Jesus. Worry and confusion in the name of Jesus. I command it to go. Oppression leaves in the name of Jesus. The Bible says put on the praise. Hallelujah. Put on the garments of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Let's just do that right now. Lift your hands. Lord, I thank you. Say this with me. I thank you, Lord. I'm free and free indeed. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. He's in me and I'm whole and I'm serving. In Jesus' name, fill her, Lord. Refilling, infilling. Service for the Lord, hallelujah, and might and strength in you. Power of God. The power of God to serve. See, many people want the power of God to do what they want to do. That's not you. You want the power of God to do what He wants you to do. That's what I want. I've been doing it my way for too long. You know, I'll admit that. I mean, I've been trying things myself. Foolishness. Just total foolishness to try to do it your own way. By the stripes of Jesus, you've been made well. That's the word of the Lord. That's the word of the Lord. And depression and anxiety has no place in your life. Worry and fear and lack and all that mess, that ain't part of you. That ain't you. That ain't you. That's not your identity. Your identity is a blood-bought, blood-washed, filled Holy Ghost saint. You know that? You need to start saying it. You need to start saying it. Let's just start right now. I'm blood-washed, bought with the Spirit of God, paid for by the blood. I receive all that you have for me. Every bit. Every bit. I take it all. The whole gospel. The full gospel. Pain. Pain. Say it. Pain has no place. I relinquish it. Go! In Jesus' name. Worry and pain. Confusion. The joy of the Lord, the Bible says. The sacrifice of joy. Bear with me just a minute, folks. The sacrifice of joy. It's a sacrifice to praise the Lord when you don't feel like it. Oh, say this with me. I praise you, Father. I thank you, Lord, for Jesus. I thank you for my healing. I thank you that I'm filled. I thank you that I'm serving the anointing that is here in Jesus' name. I'll not follow my own thinking, but I'll follow the Holy Ghost. My inner man, I commit to strengthen you with the Word of God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. What do you need, brother? You ready to be used? Yeah. You know, He loves people who love to serve. You know, if you want to serve Him that bad, He's going to find something for you to do. Amen. In a greater measure. In a greater measure. That's the word coming in. A greater measure. A greater measure. Just receive now. Receive now. In the name of Jesus, a greater measure to be used. Husband and wife together. A greater measure to be used. A greater measure to be used. Serve here till He tells you something else. Serve here till He tells you something else. Serve here till He tells you something else. Servant of the Most High God you are. Servant of the Most High God you are. Serve here till He tells you something else. Love Him. Serve Him. Be faithful as you are. And I will increase you more and more, the Bible says. And the Holy Ghost says to tell you, as the Word says, you and your house. He'll increase you more and more, you and your house. Everything that has your name on it has God's name on it. That was a word I got some time ago for somebody. Everything that has your name on it. And if you identify that it has your name on it and it ain't His, then get rid of it. In Jesus' name. You want everything you have to be His. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Blessing of the Lord makes you rich. The Bible says, you believe that? Yes, you do. I can see it in your eyes, in your mouth, in your voice. Well, it's time for you to receive. It's time for you to receive. Don't walk in worry. Get off that merry-go-round. That's a merry-go-round that you can't get off of by yourself. Worry, you take the word worry, W-O-R-R-Y, and you drop the R and the Y and put the D there. That's the word. You want out of the thinking problems? Trouble and worry and anxiety, fill your life with the Word. Fill your mouth with the Word. This thing is a rudder, and it steers a ship, and it will steer your life. The The Bible doesn't say as you thinketh. It says as you saith. That's good to think good thoughts. But start talking to the real you. What's your first name? Valerie. Say this with me. Valerie, I speak to me. The Word of God says in Isaiah 53, by the stripes of Jesus, I am whole now to serve Jesus. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. You want to serve, don't you? You know, I tell you what, brother. This little girl, y'all going to raise her up. I mean, I guess you already have. But the Lord's going to show her. He's going to show you. And I'll be honest, I wish my boy had this, and he will have, this want to, this desire to be here on a Saturday morning when she could be whatever she does, cheerleading, whatever you do. She could be doing that. This is a testimony. Next time you don't feel like coming, what about her? Next time you make four excuses why you can't, think about somebody like this. Jesus is an example, but I'm making a point. She wants to serve. You know what? When I was in Africa, let's just take this real quick. I'm making a point. Gerald, I was preaching to them, I don't know, started out with 10 people, as always, and then there was thousands. I've never had this happen to me. I was standing preaching, and as I was preaching, the Holy Ghost said, the young man in the second row, first or second row where he was at, I've called him to preach. Take him aside and get the district superintendent and the pastors to raise him and teach him and train him. I said, Lord, I can't call nobody. What do you mean? Point him out. Take him to the side. He already knows. I've been talking to him about it, the Holy Ghost said. Well, I just wouldn't wrestle. I wrestled and wrestled and wrestled with it. Because I thought, I can't call nobody. But God had already been talking to him. So I didn't obey right away. And he got away from me after the meeting. And I got contrite and started repenting. I said, God, help me find this boy. And I saw him. He had a maroon jacket on. And I said, grab that boy. And they grabbed him, and I told the interpreter, I said, he's got a call of God on his life. And the Lord says, tell you all, take him in, train him, teach him. God's already talking to him about it, and he'll preach the gospel all over the planet. He had the same heart in some fashion. I don't know what you're called to do. I'm not trying to call you. I'm just making a point. Whatever your part is with her, pay attention. That's all I'm asking. Just stay on it. Stay with her. Keep your hands on her. You can't make her do it, whatever it is, but just keep your hands on her. Pray for her as a body. God's child. How old are you? 17. And I cried about going somewhere to a meeting. Whined about it. Having to drive too far one time or something. Staying in an old ratty hotel. She comes out on Saturday morning to hear me preach. Or to come to the camp meeting, I guess. Use her, Lord. Use her. As soon as she's able to receive, let her know what it is. Whatever the work is, Lord, right now she's here. And right now she needs a place to serve right here. She needs something to do. She needs a job. She needs something to do for you right here. And only you can show her. There's other things she can do. You can show the pastor. You can show his wife. And they'll instruct her and help her. Whatever it is, I'm sure. But Lord, right now I come to you and ask you to show her. Show her. Encourage her. Make it clear to her in the Word. Write it on the mirror with lipstick if you have to, God. I don't care how you do it. I'm not telling you how to do it. I'm asking you. Here's a servant. Here's somebody with their hands up wanting to serve. Use her! If only the youth of our generation would stand up like this young girl has and come and say, use me, Lord Jesus. Use her to build a strong youth group here. Let her be a hub. Let her be a cog in the wheel. Jesus is the cog, but let her be a spoke in the wheel. Let her be the You're the source. Let her be the connector. He's the source. Let her be the connector. Go get your friends. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Go get your friends. Bring them in here. Invite them. They may turn you down. Don't let that stop you. Go get your friends. Many of them need what you got. Many of them need what you got. Many of them need what you got, says the Lord. And the Lord will show you the right boy. He'll show you the right boy. He'll show you. He'll show you. He'll show you. Don't you give in. He'll show you. He'll show you. In Jesus' name. Servant of the Lord right there. That's a servant of the Lord. I'm telling you, I don't know what it is, but I'm telling you, I'm hearing it in the Spirit. You just got to bear with us. We'll get to lunch in a minute. Jesus' name. Look, you look at me this minute. You got to devour the Bible. You got to devour it. You got to get a hold of it and get a hold of it and study it and read it and confess it and believe it like you never have before. You got to have a desire and a hunger that only comes from the Holy Ghost communion to your spirit as to just everything that's in that book. Devour the New Testament. The next 6 months, get in the New Testament, start in John, and read it to the end, and then go back over it again. Just devour the Word. Get index cards like I did when I was first saved. Write out the verses that speak to you and memorize them. And what will happen is, the places you go, the people you'll see, the Holy Ghost will bubble that Word up to you, to your friends. There's young ladies all around you that you think don't want nothing to do with you. That's a lie. They want what you got. They want who you are. They want to be like you. Why? Because you're like Jesus. So just keep being like Jesus. And all the stuff we prayed about the other day, yesterday, whenever it was, it'll be taken care of. They're looking at you. And what they need to see in you and me is Jesus. So just keep serving. Just keep serving. You'll find your place right here. You may have found some of it, but I mean, you'll find it in a stronger way. In Jesus' name. Amen. We need it. You're ready to serve. Well, I tell you what, did we hit the nail on the head? No place have I been. Bear with me. No place have I been. No place have I been. No place have I been where I've had these many people, or I've ever felt led to do it, to come and say, we want to serve. You got more with you than are against you, naturally and spiritually. Some of them men that you're associated with in the Omega thing and the doctorate and all that, the bishop, your bishop now, they're going to need exactly what you've got. Because some of them think they have it. They think they got it. They're good men. But God will tell you what to say to them. He'll show you exactly. And you'll come back to this day and you'll say, you know what, that was God. They're going to need help. And they don't have it. I don't know which one of them it is. All of them, some of them, I don't know who they are. I don't know where they're at. But when he gives it to you, give it to them. Never see. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, you're a servant, you're ready. Hallelujah. Refueled, refilled, and ready. I'm asking God to show you what it is. I'm going to ask him to show you what it is right here, right now. When you leave this altar rail, I want you, in your inner man, in your spirit, the real you, to know what he wants you to do, not in four of the churches, but in this one. In Jesus' name, Lord, I come to you. She's come with a humble heart, ready to receive. She wants to know. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, before these meetings are over, before she leaves this altar even, God, that you drop in her spirit now. Servants, service thoughts. Find places for her to work. Find places for her to move in about this place and do your will. And do it with gladness. Say this with me. I'm a servant. I serve you, Lord. Right here. I'll do everything you tell me to do. I know it's in your word. I'm going to serve you. I am your servant. My spirit yearns to serve you right here. Right here. Right now. Starting right now. show me exactly what my part in this body is. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now he says to tell you, don't try to be an eye if you're supposed to be a hand. I have no idea what that means to you. Don't try to be something you're not. Find your place with your call. Talk to them when you know, and they'll confirm it. And you'll serve with gladness. Well, I'll tell you what, this place is set up for a revival. I think we're done for now. I want to let you know before I go that I do appreciate your patience, because when stuff like this happens, you just can't get in a rush. You know, I'm hungry, my stomach's growling. We're going to eat, do whatever we're going to do. But I'm just saying to you, take this CD, take this message, not because it's mine. Copy it, give it to anybody you want to give it to. But main thing, spin that thing over and over and over and over and over until your spirit man grabs a hold of it and you and I make changes that need to be changed. Father, I thank you for my brother and my sister. Let's pray for them before I go, before I close. My brother, my sister, in Jesus' name, if you all come and maybe lay hands on them, maybe you all lay hands on us. If you all step up here, is this all right, brother? I want you to know, first of all, I love you in the Lord. And I am so sorry that I wasn't here when all that happened. I really am. I have agonized over it. I should have just come and not asked. I should have just come. But I say to you in the name of Jesus, go forth and prosper. You are a humble servant of the Lord. You are an example to me, an example to Jesus, an example for Jesus, and an example to this body. And us and the brethren that you support and that support you, lay hands upon you. And certainly not by any means of trying to impart anything, but certainly let you know that we're here for you. We're here to minister life and peace to you. We want you to know that God's power is not waning. Babasiki and healing now. And I speak to your seed, and I speak to your grandchildren, and I speak to your children in the name of Jesus. And I say, you get here and you get here right now. You come into this place and get what you need. You come right back here and you get where you ought to be, right in the seat where you ought to be in the name of Jesus. And I say now, in the name of Jesus, I break the back of poverty, as you told me earlier, Lord, and the black and lack in the name of Jesus. I say medical bills are paid in the name of Jesus. Bills are paid off in full and on time. Everything, Lord, you said in your word they could have. You said he who sows sparingly reaps sparingly, but he who sows bountifully reaps bountifully, Lord. And they're in the bountiful category. They're not in the sparing category. They're servants of the Most High God. They receive blessing and increase upon, Lord, more than we could ask, think, or imagine. I speak blessing and increase over you now, and I say speak to people now. Lord, you're their source, but you talk to people now to bless them, bless them, bless them financially, Lord, not just in song, not just in deed and in duty, Lord, but that the money comes, the money comes, the money comes, the money comes in the name of Jesus. Supernatural debt canceled, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Increase coming, bodies healed. You've praised me in the night. You've praised me in the day. You've praised me in the morning. You've praised me at noon. You've praised me, says the Lord. I see your praise. They're coming up to me as an offering. And I am strengthening you. I am strengthening you with my might in your inner man. I am your God that healeth thee. I am the God that takes you forward. I am the God that shows you the new work. I hear my spirit. The new work. The new work to do, the new things to do, the new things to do, the new things to do. Oh, some of the old things need to be done by somebody else. Oh, some of the old things need to be done by somebody else. Shikite lebe sion doromokoto, basile lebe sete lebe soto romokoto romoki, basanda romakondo romosiki ete lebe so, moshoko domosiki ete lebe so, besete lebe son doromoko, besete. Lord, and I pray, healing come to my brother. Healing. Healing in the name of Jesus. Healing. Satan, you thought you had him. You thought you had him. You're a liar. In the name of Jesus, by the stripes of Jesus, and I pray that every medication that he has to take, Lord, that would be, he would be relieved of it soon, Lord. as he's able to let go and as he's able to wisely seek you out. You told the woman, you said, daughter, your faith has made you whole. Well, Lord, his faith can make him whole. He's a son. So I thank you, Lord, now. I thank you, Lord, now. Supernatural abundance coming to you. Supernatural abundance. 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 Oh, money cometh. Money cometh. Money, 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 money come like a magnet. Like a magnet. Like a magnet. Like a magnet. Let it come through me, Lord. Whoever else. Money cometh to you. Faith comes and fear goes. In Jesus' name. Amen. I'm done, brother. I'm done. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. We just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, did you get something this morning? Hallelujah. Amen. Well, let's stand together. Now, what time is it we're supposed to be back here? At no later than 6:30. Some of us got to be here earlier. But 6:30 tonight, Brother Jim, Sister Connie, going to be up again. And have you noticed that it doesn't matter, you know, the ministers? Everybody ministered last night. You know, some of them got to preach, but everybody ministered. And Brother Clifton's going to be ministering in the morning. And then Brother Charles again tomorrow night. But right now we're gonna take the afternoon and be about the Father's business. All right? Heavenly Father, thank you for going with us. Because you promise you'd never leave us. You'd never forsake us. I thank you, Lord God, for blessing this afternoon, giving us rest. And I thank you, Lord God, for all those that you have intended to be here tonight. And we thank you, Lord, that you're going to minister to them by the power of your Spirit. We love you, Lord, and we know you love us. In Jesus' name, amen.